Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy War Room Wednesday on the Great Divide podcast. I'm Alan Jacoby. We have a lot of people watching on a bunch of platforms, and we're actually live on YouTube tonight. I don't know if YouTube's going to keep me. I'm going to put the Wednesday show on YouTube. We'll see how that rolls out. But I'm over on YouTube as well. Facebook, bunch of people. I see we got Jacksonville, Florida, Ohio, Raleigh, North Carolina, Alabama. A lot of people. California, my boy Catalyst Jones in the chat from the White Rabbit podcast. What's going on? All right. Well, obviously, the elephant in the room. We got a lot going on. Donald Trump, big bad orange man, the raid of Mar-a-Lago, ridiculous. DOJ, FBI, weaponized. Sleepy Joe Biden claims they know nothing about it. We're going to get into all that stuff. I mean, it is a giant demoralization campaign by the left, by the federal government, by the mainstream media to completely destroy the morale of the right, to completely destroy the morale of Trump supporters, America First supporters, MAGA supporters, whatever you call yourselves, just America-loving, freedom-loving patriots. Maybe you love America. Maybe you love the Constitution. Maybe you're not a big fan of Donald Trump. And that's okay, too. That's okay, too. Because I always say, don't worship false idols. Don't worship false prophets. One man is not going to save this country. We're going to save this country. We the people. It is our job. And it is showing, by the way. You know, what's interesting is August 8th, Mar-a-Lago, search warrant executed, 24 FBI agents. They're going through Melania's underwear. They're breaking safes open. They're telling them to turn off their surveillance cameras at Mar-a-Lago, which they didn't do. Smart. Hope that some of that footage comes out. Refuse to give copies of the search warrant. Throw one of the attorneys, Christina Bob, who she's on Right Side Broadcasting a lot, and she's also one of Donald Trump's personal attorneys, and she makes regular appearances on one of my favorite podcasts, Steak for Breakfast, which I guest host yesterday. They threw her off the property, made her wait at the end of the driveway like a criminal, like you can't come in. And Donald Trump's attorney, and they rifled through and took out like 10 boxes. And this is, again, in my opinion, and I will stress again that this is an opinion-based show. I look at what's going on out there and I give my opinion and hopefully get other people to use their brain and do their own rational thinking and their own research. Don't believe everything you hear and believe half of what you see, I always say. So what was this for? Obviously, it seems like it's political optics. But August 8th, the raid happens. Some call it a raid. Some call it execution of a search warrant. There is a difference. It's language, whatever you decide to call it. Typically, raids are they're kicking down doors and they're throwing flash grenades and people are in handcuffs and face down on the floor or made to sit on a couch or a chair in handcuffs and all that stuff. Or they're showing up and they're, you know, executing a search warrant. Either way, the way this was done, especially with a past president of the United States, and let's forget about it being Donald Trump for a second. Let's take the man out of it just for a second. It's hard to do. A former president of the United States, the federal government was sent to execute a search warrant in their home and go through their private space. And we know that this is a campaign to find something to disqualify Donald Trump from running for office in 2024 because they are terrified of him. We know that. But if they can do it to a former president of the United States, like nothing, just show up, they can do it to any one of us. And they do it occasionally to Joe Blow America. They do it every day to the Joe Blow American. But August 8th, they show up. August 9th, every single Trump-endorsed candidate in primaries in, what, four or five states, all won their primaries. Voters giving interviews and speaking to people and posting online that they normally wouldn't go out and vote in a Republican primary, and they did because of what happened on August 8th at Mar-a-Lago. people that went and said they were going to vote for the incumbent being primaried, but because of the disgusting taste that the federal government left in their mouths, they went and voted for the Trump-endorsed candidate. A spite vote. Which, hey, that's great. Across the board, the next day, after the federal government attempted again with their political optics to try to smear Donald Trump, it blew up in their face. They didn't expect this. And we're going to get into that because there's an interesting Newsweek article that broke today. We'll get into that too. There's so much. Got about an hour and a half today. So, but not only that, August 9th, clean sweep. His endorsed House candidates all won their primaries. The 24 hours post-raid, the DonaldTrump.com website with his PACs had record blockbusting fundraising numbers, record-breaking. But they had broken a record at one point. It was like $25 million in 24 hours. They haven't disclosed the amount, but now they're saying that it, record fundraising, people throwing money at Donald Trump's fundraising campaigns in order to get America First candidates elected, record numbers. So what does that tell you? Is it? It seems like it's galvanizing the base, the MAGA base, the Trump base, the America First base. And this is the listen, we didn't need the FBI showing up at Donald Trump's house. I think that's just, it's disgusting. It's in bad taste. It shouldn't have happened. They're reaching. We'll get into some of that too. But what is it doing to the base? I mean, yeah, you had people showing up at Mar-a-Lago at that night, flying flags, Trump flags, pissed off, we the people pissed off shirts on and all this stuff. But I'm gonna talk about that for a minute because this is important. Everybody's galvanized. Everybody's amped up. Like where people are coming out. They showed it in those primaries in the polls, and people are talking about we got to get out and fight at the polls, and we got to vote, and we got to vote. And yes, it's all well important, and we're gonna wave our flags in parking lots and have rallies, and that's great because you're protected under your First Amendment right to do that. But I'm telling you, and I'm not the only one saying this, the left, the leftist-controlled DOJ, the politically weaponized FBI, the Biden regime, the mainstream media, they want something to happen. They want violence from America First supporters, Donald Trump supporters, MAGA supporters. I agree with you. If that's what they want, that's what they want. If you don't agree with the left, you have no rights. I see that as well. And yes, we need to rebuild the country. We need to save the country. And there's nothing that you can do that's more important than getting involved in saving the country. Yes, need to rebuild the country. Need to rebuild our culture because there's a major culture war. Need to rebuild our faith because they're going after... I mean, they're infiltrating religious institutions, and I'm not into organized religion. I have my faith. I believe in God. Our political institutions are disgustingly soured and destroyed. I don't know if they can ever be fixed on both sides. But yes, you need to get proactive and get involved. 100%. But what's important to know is if you're going to go out there and you're going to attend a rally, because there were rallies planned all over the place. They had, the protesters were showing up at Mar-a-Lago. But you have to be careful and you have to have a head on your shoulders and not get caught up in emotion because that's what they want. They want like what happened with January 6th. They want like a Fed surrection. So if you're going to go to the, I'm not telling you don't do this. It, by all means, if there's a rally near you and you want to go and show your pride in America and show your support for Donald Trump and show your support for America First, by all means and do that. That is your constitutional right under the First Amendment, and you should exercise that. But do it with caution and use caution and watch the crowd. Watch for the Ray Epps is in the crowd, because I would almost guarantee now, because they want the Trump base to get enraged and act out in some sort of violence. And make no mistake, there are complete morons. There are complete idiots in the MAGA movement. There are. Let's not bullshit ourselves. There are the ones who will go that extra step and go up to somebody saying, hey, Trump is a criminal, and punch them in the face. And it could be a powder keg. And we can't have that. They are looking for an excuse. And yes, you should expect a false flag. And I don't like to get into the whole false flag thing. They do exist. But every time we talk about it, it's a conspiracy. You can absolutely show your pride in our country and show your support for Donald Trump and show your support for America First. And you could also use that caution of, hey, they want us to do something. And who in that crowd might be an infiltrator? Who in that crowd might be an FBI agent? Who in that crowd might be a Ray Epps? And I always say the loudest one in the room is the weakest in the room. So you have somebody, not saying that everybody's like that, because you always have somebody, you know, speaking at a rally. I'm not saying they're bad, but you have to just make sure that the people that are either running a rally or getting people riled up are true to the movement and not an infiltrator. And it's very hard. Look at Ray Epps. He showed up the night before. We have to go into the Capitol. Trump hat on, looked like an everyday American, freedom-loving American. So that you have to watch out for. The DOJ wants the right. They want Trump supporters to react violently. They want it. They want something to talk about, because it could only take one incident, and that's it. That one incident will be mainstream media, every talking head. That's what we'll be talking about going into the midterms. That's what we'll be talking about going into the midterms. And make no mistake, every election cycle, there's some sort of nonsense every election cycle. Election interference, call it election interference. The FBI has successfully, it's like they can't help themselves, they have successfully interfered in the last several U.S. election cycles. In 2016, you had the Russia hoax and the, you know, the fake dossier that was paid for by the Clinton campaign. 2018, you had the Mueller hoax. You had the nonsense with Kavanaugh. He was a gang rapist and everything else. 2020, the Hunter Biden laptop, which, hey, did Hunter Biden get raided? Did they raid any of Hunter Biden's Malibu mansion? They pay like $20,000 a month for, and he gets round the clock Secret Service protection, president's son. Where's the laptop, FBI? And then at 2020, you have Mar-a-Lago and them trying to paint Donald Trump into this criminal, when they're grabbing at straws, because we know that this search warrant has nothing to do with January 6th and what they're accusing Trump of with that, because they have nothing. They have nothing. They have nothing. So now they're going after this handling of classified documents, when the ultimate the president of the United States is ultimately the one who calls this document classified, this document declassified. There were 15 boxes that were flown to Mar-a-Lago after the six-hour move out of the White House, and that those were given back to the National Archives. But someone at the National Archives said, something's not right. Put them under investigation, and they did. And then this is their gateway. Because if they can get him, if they can get an indictment and get a misdemeanor on Donald Trump and to completely smear him with the unauthorized removal and possibly destruction of classified material, then they can successfully disqualify him from running in 2024. And that's what they want because they are so terrified of Donald Trump. Terrified. You know, I don't know if you remember a man by the name of Sandy Berger. He's dead now. He was the national security advisor to Bill Clinton, and he was in a bunch of controversies around him between stock ownership. He was supposed to sell stock, and he didn't. There's Chinese nuclear espionage. There was some issues with what was going on with China. And then there was he actually removed documents after 9/11 from the National Archives. Like, he literally removed classified material from the National Archives. And ultimately, in 2005, Sandy Berger, you can look him up, he pled guilty to a misdemeanor, and the charge was the unauthorized removal and I think destruction of classified material and documents from the National Archives. He was given a $50,000 fine, 2 years probation, 100 hours community service, and he was stripped of his security clearance for 3 years, which I don't get that. You're stripped of your security clearance and you were charged with it and convicted of a crime. But I thought maybe you lose your security clearance for life, but he only lost it for 3 years. But he's dead now. So if they can manage to do this to Donald Trump, this is their stretch and their reach. And I think the end game is not to just they'd love to put Donald Trump in jail. Let's face it. I mean, every sick progressive liberal leftist out there wants to see Donald Trump in handcuffs, which I believe would not happen. It will not happen. Would there possibly be an indictment? I can see that. I could see an indictment coming down the road because that's what they want. And if they do it now, before the midterms, their ridiculous irrational thinking, is that that would turn Republicans off to voting for Trump-endorsed candidates going into the primaries, going into the midterms. But I think that's going to blow up in their face, and we're seeing it. And again, it's electrifying the Trump base. It's electrifying the Trump base where, hey, screw the FBI and the DOJ because they literally are tainted and run by political bureaucrats. And then the argument from Democrats, because I'm seeing this all over social media, like it's the gotcha moment. Well, hey, the FBI director, the current FBI director, what's his name? Chris Wray or something like that, was appointed by Donald Trump. So it's all on the up and up. Donald Trump's own FBI director. Okay, morons, it doesn't matter. That's still a temporary position. Joe Biden happened to keep him. Maybe they kept him for a reason. Okay, maybe this was, you know, we're talking politics, people. The seediest industry in the world, politics. You know, I talk to people heavily involved in political strategy. You know, I'm friends with Roger Stone. We talk a lot about things off air, just general conversation. And you watch that show House of Cards with Kevin Spacey, you know, the sex predator, child Kevin Spacey. I'm so disappointed in Kevin Spacey because I liked every movie he was in. I loved House of Cards. Then I found out he was like trying to diddle little boys. And I'm like, really, really? You have to ruin these pervert pedophiles have to ruin everything? Anyway, House of Cards, but worse. House of Cards, but worse. That's politics. Like, it's bad. So maybe this was all done by design. The FBI director was a Trump appointee. Big deal. Big deal. And how about, you know, the judge who signed the search warrant, Bruce Reinhardt, for anyone on the left that tells you, well, judges are not political. Of course, judges are political. They're human. They're political. Conservative justices, federal judges. You think people are robots and can just turn off their beliefs? No. Let's stop the bullshit, people, whether they're conservative judges, liberal judges. Yeah, they're supposed to judge by the letter of the law. But let's face it, we're talking about humans. Maybe we should have robot judges that only do that, programmed by the law. They have law programs in them, and that's how they just spit out decisions. Because that's what judges are supposed to be, in a sense, but they're not. So this judge, Bruce Reinhart, he donated, it was like $1,000 two times to Obama. Okay. And he also was a lawyer that was a defense attorney, I believe, connected to Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, the serial child sex predator, pedophile. So you have that whole angle. And you could jump down that rabbit hole for hours. I like that. We should have judges, robot judges, that are only programmed. The only program that runs in them is the Constitution of the United States. And the state judges the Constitution of that specific state and laws. Like, that's it. That's it. So, you know, between this and again, is this a big distraction? It could be. This is all that everybody's talking about now. This is all that everybody's talking about is the big raid at Mar-a-Lago. Trump today had to go to the New York Attorney General's office, Letitia James, who's just a complete disgusting racist individual that ran on her platform of going after Donald Trump. And she's more left than the left. I mean, she's working families, like, just she's extreme, extreme left. He went there today, and of course now this will be the big leftist talking point in the next few days, because he went there, and with all of this that has gone on, he invoked the Fifth Amendment on a civil trial. This is a civil deposition. It's civil. Nothing criminal can come out of this. It's about business dealings and real estate and all of that, and they made it very clear that, you know, doesn't look like any criminal charges could come out of this anyway. It's a civil only. And I haven't even been I stopped following it because it's just nonsense. But he went there today. He put out something on Truth Social about it, about how they're worrying about getting Trump, getting Trump, and people are killing each other in the streets of New York, which is true. New York is horrible. I live there. And he invoked the Fifth Amendment on all the questions, which I would have too. I would have too. Absolutely. Nobody should be talking to anybody at this point. Which brings me now to, speaking of talking and, you know, you quote, ratting out, whatever it is, Newsweek had an exclusive today. It's been talked about since it broke about 10 o'clock this morning, that an informer told the FBI what documents Trump was hiding and where, basically saying that there was a mole, there was an FBI informant inside Mar-a-Lago, which would have to have extensive knowledge on what goes on there. So could it be somebody close to Trump? And that could be anybody, because Trump has got a circle of people, you know, from Dan Scavino, who's been with him forever since he was caddying for him with golf. You have Cash Patel. There are so many people that are with him regularly. You have his attorneys, you know, Christina Bob. You have Liz Harrington, his spokesperson. There are so many people. High-level people, low-level people. Could there have been an informant? But what are they informing on? We're talking about documents that the president of the United States has the ultimate call on what's classified and what's not. And they ended up taking 10 boxes. So Newsweek put this out. I'm going to bring this up. This was today. This is the Newsweek article. Newsweek exclusive. An informant told the FBI what docs Trump was hiding and where. The raid on Mar-a-Lago was based largely on information from an FBI confidential human source, one who was able to identify what classified documents former President Trump was still hiding, and even the location of those documents two senior government officials told Newsweek. So I'm going to say this again. We're talking about, and I predicted this also. There's going to be information that comes out and mainstream media sources are going to be like, well, our confidential sources, our anonymous sources. I'm sorry, but I don't believe in confidential sources. I don't believe in anonymous sources. If you're going to report the news to the American people and you have a source, you better come out with the source, especially when it's something like this, okay? When it's something like January 6th, when it's something like this, we, the American people, should know who the sources are, because it's happened way too many times where mainstream corporate media, legacy media outlets talk about anonymous sources and it ends up that there was no source and it was a made up story, hence being called the fake news. And it's happened and it's going to continue to happen. So I don't even know if this story is real. Newsweek, we know how they are. Well, who knows? Who knows? So going on with this Newsweek possible informant article that Newsweek exclusive broke today, the officials who have direct knowledge of the FBI's deliberations and were granted anonymity in order to discuss sensitive matters said the raid of Donald Trump's Florida residence was deliberately timed to occur when the former president was away. This was an operation, people. This was an ongoing operation, and as I get into this article, you're going to see that. This was planned, obviously, and a lot of work went into this. FBI decision makers in Washington and Miami thought that denying the former president a photo opportunity or a platform from which to grandstand or to attempt to thwart the raid would lower the profile of the event, says one of the sources, a senior Justice Department official who's a 30-year veteran of the FBI. So Newsweek is saying that people in the FBI are speaking to them about this and they want to be anonymous. All right, I'll roll with it. The efforts to keep the raid low-key failed. Instead, it prompted a furious response from GOP leaders and Trump supporters. What a spectacular backfire, says the justice official. Which, yeah, it backfired on them. They wanted to keep this quiet. Trump was in, you know, Jersey playing golf, doing what he does. And they were just going to think they were just going to come in, get documents and leave, and it wasn't going to leak and it wasn't going to blow up in their faces. First of all, they're morons for thinking that. And this is now what they get. And I think it's going to blow up in their face even more come midterm election time. One could only hope, and we have to make sure that happens, meaning getting to the polls and voting for America First Trump-endorsed candidates that are going to go to Washington and root out the corruption, drain the swamp, and fight the rhinos and the left. Going on with this, they said, I know that there is much speculation out there that this is political persecution. It's not speculation. It's fact. Let's stop the bullshit, people. But it is really the best and the worst of bureaucracy in action, the official says. They wanted to punctuate the fact that this was a routine law enforcement action stripped of any political overtones, and yet they got exactly the opposite. So you're going to tell me this wasn't politically motivated at all. You're going to tell me that someone in the DOJ, and let's take the White House out of it for now, because I don't think Joe Biden had any knowledge of it at all. Not saying anybody in the White House didn't have any knowledge about it, but I don't think the sleepy old man installed in the Oval Office had any idea that this was going on. I really don't think he remembers his last meal, truly. But you're telling me that they're not going after a political opponent, a formidable political opponent, someone that will wipe the floor with them in 2024, that they're not going to try to disqualify him for running for office. Are you going to sit there and tell me that this is not political persecution? Okay. Piss on my leg and tell me that it's raining, because it's the same thing. Both senior government officials say the raid was scheduled with no political motive. Bullshit. The FBI solely intent on recovering highly classified documents that were illegally removed from the White House. So already they're accusing he illegally removed highly classified documents from the White House. Meanwhile, he's the president. I declassify these. Boom. Or they were taken in a move. And, you know, they're talking about things like notes written down on a cocktail napkin. Literally, when you're president of the United States, if you write something down on a cocktail napkin, like it belongs to the government, you can't take it with you. Like there's a whole thing. It's crazy, but it's also nonsense. Preparations to conduct such an operation began weeks ago. But in planning the date and time, the FBI Miami field office and Washington headquarters were focused on the former president's scheduled return to Florida from his residences in New York and New Jersey. They are seeking to avoid any media circus. Yeah, okay. Says the second source, a senior intelligence official who was briefed on the investigation and the operation. So it sounds like somebody outside the FBI. So even though everything made sense bureaucratically, and the FBI feared that the documents might be destroyed, they also created the very firestorm they sought to avoid in ignoring the fallout. Yes. On Monday, about 10 a.m. Eastern time, two dozen FBI agents and technicians showed up at Donald Trump's Florida home to execute a search warrant to obtain any government-owned document that might be in possession of Trump, but are required to be delivered to the archives under the provisions of the 1978 Presidential Records Act. In response to the Hillary Clinton email scandal, Trump himself signed a law into 2018 that made it a felony to remove and retain classified documents. All right, I just passed a law on Donald Trump in 2018 that if you remove classified documents from the White House, you're going to get charged with a felony and possibly go to jail. And now that I'm leaving the White House, I'm going to take all these classified documents and I'm going to violate my own law. No, I'm going to declass. These are declassified. And maybe I'm going to take them with me. And maybe I'm not. You know, and maybe fuck off about that. The act establishes that presidential records are the property of the U.S. government and not a president's private property. Put in place after Watergate to avoid the abuses of the Nixon administration, the law imposes strict penalties for failure to comply. Whoever having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing, willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same shall be fined $2,000 up to 3 years in prison or shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. And this is the goal, my patriotic friends. This is the goal. The goal is to disqualify him. That's the goal. Disqualify him. Make it so he can't run to make it easier for them because they know they will lose. They know they're losing now. They think. And I don't buy all of that, the FBI thinking they're going to avoid a media circus. No, I don't believe that at all. I think that entire story is nonsense because I truly believe they wanted the reaction, but they want more of a reaction. And I think that the flames and the coals are going to be stoked more in the next coming days and weeks because they need a reaction. They need something bad to happen that they can blame the people who support him. They need something. And they've tried so hard over the years, okay? They've tried so hard, since 2015, literally the FBI propagated the Russia collusion hoax to hurt the Trump administration. The FBI fraudulently got warrants to spy on the Trump campaign. I mean, right there, the credibility of the FBI is in the toilet. They manufactured the Whitmer kidnapping case, and then they blamed it on Trump supporters and Trump before the election. They helped Biden's presidential campaign by just blatantly hiding Hunter Biden's illegal activities, firearm, issues, drug issues, other issues, so many issues. They misclassified domestic extremism cases just to push a ridiculous narrative, like labeling parents who go to school board meetings and raise their voice as domestic terrorists. Oh, and now saying that if you fly the Betsy Ross flag proudly displayed behind me, that you might be involved in a violent extremist militia. I mean, this is clown world, people. And yeah, exactly. Clinton's took like over $100,000+ of furniture and flatware and other things out of the White House, and nothing happened. I think that, you know, they supposedly returned it. I doubt they returned it all. And Clinton's left with all kinds of consolation prizes. It's literally they target the FBI and the DOJ targeted conservative parents who protested pandemic policies at school board meetings, critical race theory policies, gender identity teachings, and things about sex in schools, inappropriate things, which I'm going to get into something with schools in a little bit. And we know at least two, but I'm going to probably say dozens. We know that they had informants at the Capitol on January 6th who participated and egged on the riot. I mean, where's Ray Epps, people? And then, of course, now we're raiding Donald Trump's home to find anything that could prevent the big bad orange man from running in 24. Without a doubt. And then the next day, which I believe was yesterday, Republican Congressman Scott Perry was walking through an airport with his family traveling, and all of a sudden gets stopped by three FBI agents and demanded his cell phone. They seized his cell phone. Again, take the person out of it in their title. You're an American, you're walking through an airport, and three FBI agents come up to you and say, we want your phone. Now you're in an airport. And you could say, well, what do you mean? Do you have a warrant? Do you have that? The next thing you know, they got a bag over your head. They're pulling you in a back room because you're in an airport causing a ruckus. So they tracked this Congressman down, Scott Perry. And this is all done by design. And they took a cell phone. And the important things you should know about this congressman is he is Congressman Scott Perry. He's been in Congress. He has 5 terms in Congress, and he's the leader of the Freedom Caucus. Okay. Now, Liz Cheney has it out for him and claims that Congressman Scott Perry contacted the White House in the weeks after January 6th to allegedly seek a pardon, which Congressman Scott Perry denies. But it's interesting. You know, just give me your cell phone. We're the FBI. We're a third world country now. So he wrote a statement, Congressman Perry. I have part of it here. And he said that this morning, which I believe this happened yesterday, while traveling with my family, three FBI agents visited me and seized my cell phone. They made no attempt to contact my lawyer, who would have made arrangements to them to have my phone if that was their wish. I'm outraged, though not surprised, that the FBI, under the direction of Merrick Garland needs, they need to investigate, they need to impeach, they need to start doing something now. And obviously more so after the midterms, when they hopefully have some real power. And that if, and I don't support Kevin McCarthy being Speaker of the House, and if he does become Speaker of the House, he better get off his ass and do something. Because I keep saying that if Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House, we do not win anything. So he's not surprised that under the direction of Merrick Garland's DOJ would seize the phone of a sitting member of Congress. My phone contains info about my legislative and political activities and personal private discussions with my wife, family, constituents, and friends. None of this is the government's business. As with President Trump last night, DOJ chose this unnecessary and aggressive action instead of simply contacting my attorneys. These kinds of banana republic tactics should concern every citizen, especially considering the decision before Congress this week to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to further persecute law-abiding citizens. Yes, okay. We'll talk about that in a minute too. 87,000 IRS agents that are supposedly only going to audit people making over $400,000 a year, which is complete and utter bullshit, because what are they going to do the rest of the time? Sit around and twiddle their thumbs? You know, they're hiring people to work for the IRS to a small task force. I forget the amount, the number of people, the number. It's a small number, but to have a salary cap equal to the vice president of the United States so that they can make it appealing to people on the outside to come work for the federal government, on the outside financial people. All right. Do I think that they're going to succeed in an indictment in Donald Trump? And do they have anything to bring charges on Trump? Here's the thing. You do not need evidence at all to arrest somebody. Okay. If you can get an indictment, and it's been done before to so many people, General Flynn, Roger Stone, so many people have been indicted off false, straight up hoaxes, the Russia hoax and other things. And that they'll make up whether it's a process crime. And that's all they need. Okay, a process crime. All right, you took documents. You know, we're not talking about treasonous activities here. We're not talking about trade secrets. So do they have enough? No, they don't have any. They don't have. Sitting where I am, I don't see that they have anything to convict Donald Trump for anything. All right. Let you know, felonies, anything, or even misdemeanors at that. Do I think they'll succeed? I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough question. Do you think they'll succeed? Look what they've succeeded in doing so far. And that's why I keep calling it the demoralization campaign, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to demoralize us. They're trying to intimidate us. They're using third world commie tactics. And if they can walk into an airport and hunt a sitting congressman down and take his personal cell phone. Now, I can understand if the government was issuing you a cell phone and that's federal property. Yeah, they can come and take it whenever they want. But if this, in fact, is his personal cell phone in his name, his personal cell phone. No, they could do that to anybody. They could walk in my house right now and take my personal cell phone. They could do it to a sitting congressman. Why can't they? Tell me why. Because they're doing it. What's interesting is this whole thing with Mar-a-Lago is you have Trump foes. You have Democrats that are saying, hey, this isn't right. I mean, you have Andrew Cuomo, who I hate. I'm a Cuomophobe, proud Cuomophobe. He puts out a tweet saying DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it will be viewed as a political tactic and undermine any future credible investigation and legitimacy of January 6th investigations. Well, let's say, first of all, the January 6th Kangaroo Committee has no legitimacy, has no credibility. But you have Andrew Cuomo, you have that guy, it was Andrew Yang, speaking out, saying, hey, you know, this looks like a little political here. Oh, you know, like political persecution, putting family men who have no criminal record in solitary confinement in a Washington jail because of January 6th. None of this is right. I want to see what the search warrant says. At some point, that has to become public information. The search warrant was on the search warrant. Typically, search warrants are very specific on what they're looking for and what they can take. Apparently, they went to his private office, a storage room. They broke into his safe. They brought a safe cracker with them. And they went into a closet, which apparently is Melania Trump's wardrobe. Maybe had FBI agents putting on her lingerie, doing a fashion show like, hey, look at me. I'm in the FBI. I look great in high heels. Why they were in her closet, who knows? Watch eBay to see if there's any First Lady undergarments being sold. It wouldn't surprise me. The other argument, too, really quick, get into this, is, you know, now the Democrats are, well, you know, Republicans now are talking about they should defund the FBI. They should abolish the FBI. But then the other side of their mouth, they say, well, you have to fund the police. You have to respect law enforcement. I said this on Steak for Breakfast podcast yesterday when I was guest hosting, and here's my outlook on the differences of law enforcement. I need a drink for this. Now, you may agree with me, you may not. I don't care. That's what's great about America. We can agree to disagree. We can have that civil discourse. I look at the law enforcement levels completely different. I look at your local law enforcement, which I like to call blue-collar law enforcement. Your local county, state, village, police, okay? your Border Patrol, I'll give that federal agency, I'll put them in the blue collar police law enforcement column. These are the people that every day are going after real criminals. These are the people that are going after gang members. These are the people that are going after people raping children. These are the people that are coming to aid, and maybe not all the time preventing crime, but they're there to community police and do things. And yeah, there are bad police officers in every police department. It's not the argument I'm getting into now. I'm talking about the differences, my opinion of law enforcement. I support that law enforcement. We need that law enforcement. There are people out there that feel that there shouldn't be any law enforcement. And to them, I just feel are idiots. And I'm sorry if you're one of them. That I mean that in the most loving sense, but I think that's idiotic. So then there's the white collar, politically driven law enforcement. And to that, I mean the FBI, the ATF, not the CIA, CIA's intelligence agency. I'm talking about the FBI and the ATF, which I would love to see abolished. They are run by unelected bureaucrats, and they are so entrenched in politics that there's no saving it. Okay. There is no saving those two organizations. They are both so political, so politically biased, especially towards conservatives. It's not even funny. And I often say it's the leadership of those agencies and the higher ups, not necessarily the directors, but the leaderships. And it trickles down to a certain level. And I know people that work for the FBI. And now I'm going to say that statement is no. It's every single, if you are putting on a shield for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, you should be ashamed of yourself, especially if you have any type of morals, if you have any type of love for this country, if you have any type of respect for American citizens and the Constitution, then we should be seeing people resigning in droves in disgust. Now, I'm not saying that there are people there who especially were at Mar-a-Lago, were happy about what they were doing. And of course, we use the term, well, they're following orders, they're doing their job because they have a family and they have a mortgage and they need to pay their bills. I get it. Well, there comes a point in your life where morals need to really kick in and you have to realize, are you doing the right thing? Are you doing the right thing? Yes, you get a paycheck, you have a very good pension, you have a very good job. But can you live with yourself by just trampling on Americans' rights and freedoms and civil rights and human rights? And it's really so many questions that come into play. And, you know, people have to make that decision. I get it. And the FBI will never, in my eyes, could never ever be trusted with anything. And that's just not from now. That's been my view for a long time. The FBI as an organization and the ATF as well. They are very political. And there are many other organizations like that as well. I'm just bringing up those two. And that's my argument and difference between the two different levels of law enforcement. You have your blue collar law enforcement and your white collar law enforcement. And that's how I feel. You know, it is what it is. Again, and because I know there are people, especially in my area, there's on Sunday, there's going to be a local Trump rally in support of Donald Trump near me, which I'm probably going to go to. You know, I know the people, friends of mine that are running it. The Loud Majority, Sean Farish, he's been on my show. You might know him, Captain Deplorable 45. He does the best Trump impression. He does Trump better than Trump. He runs the Long Island Loud Majority. That's on a national level now. They're having a Trump rally on Sunday that I'm probably going to go to and check it out and say hello to a lot of people. And it's things like that. But you just, whether there's one in your area, you just have to be careful. You just have to know what the left wants to happen and be on point to not allow that to happen. So, you know, we have to get out, people. We have to get out. We have to get out and do things. We have to get involved. You do not have any better things to do than help save our country. That goes for all of us. You don't. You know, we're getting squeezed. We're getting priced out. of the basics, and they're doing it by design. You know, food shortages. It's so stupid. I say food shortages. You know, I kind of blow it off, not anymore. I get it. It's bad, and the pricing is horrible. I mean, with everything. I got sushi last night for dinner, for two people. It was almost $90, and we didn't go crazy. And it was just a lot more expensive than usual. Oh, the white privilege. Oh. And you know, these first world problems we have, it's horrible. My sushi's expensive. Jesus Christ. Anyway, you know, you can't get goods in. You can't, the supply chain. And that's a real thing. I'm literally just about ready to launch the Patriot Cigar Company. Look, I've been working on this a long time. They're going to be great cigars. My cigars have traveled from Nicaragua to California without a hitch. No problem. Right? No problem. Then they went from California. They're now sitting in Chicago. Since the 5th, it's the 9th, and they haven't moved. They went by train, right? And now, when I'm talking to the shipping company today, they say, yeah, hopefully by Friday, they'll have a truck be able to pick them up and bring them the 14 hours to New York, where then they'll be delivered to me. And I spoke to the woman on the phone, very nice woman, and I go, wow, are you really having trouble with the shipping logistics, right? And she says, yeah, we have trucker shortages and the pricing and everything. You know, the truckers now want to raise their prices with the shipping companies they have contracts with, all kinds of stuff she was telling me. And I said, was this like this 2.5 years ago? And it was a black woman I was talking to on the phone, by the way. And it's relevant because it just goes to show that all black people don't hate Donald Trump, and we know this. But she goes, no, and we need Trump back to hopefully fix all what's going on, because all I do is talk to people about where's my shipment, whether they're shipping cars, whether they're shipping office supplies, whatever it is, they deal with major shipments. And this is what I do all day, is just people call me and ask me, hey, my stuff is sitting here for 6, 7, 5, 6, 7, 8 days, and it's not moving. Why? And this is why. And it's all over. And we have Mayor Pete Buttplug, the Secretary of Transportation, the chest feeder that he just wants to worry about, you know, what I guess photo ops with him and his husband and do nothing and talk about, yeah, well, you know, if you can't afford gas, buy an electric car. Yeah. 87,000 IRS agents. What are they going to do with all these 87,000 IRS agents when they turn around and they're just saying that they're not going to audit people under 400,000 who make under 400,000 a year? It's a lie. It's a complete lie. I wanted to play, I have a video, actually I have two videos, but one, it goes back to the Mar-a-Lago thing. Of course, the White House press secretary, you know, the one that's just gay and black enough, and it's, oh, we're breaking ceilings again. Oh, it's great. Pierre, whatever the hell her name is. She's actually from, she's right around, she went to school near me. She's from me. She's another just idiot. And I think she's worse than Jen Psaki, whatever. So I'm going to play this, and I just let me know if you hear it. The audio should be good. Every once in a while, we have technical difficulties. It's just the way it happens in live shows. But Peter Ducey was going and asking questions about, hey, you know, just be transparent. We want to know. Do you see Donald Trump as a political opposition and other things? And just watch the video. The non-transparency is unbelievable. And just let me know, someone in the chat, just say that you hear it.
Do you consider Donald Trump to be a political rival of President Biden?
I'm not going to speak to that from here.
But you talk about Trump all the time.
No,
so do you consider him to be...
I don't talk about Trump all the time.
Ultra MAGA, you guys were criticizing his handling of last week. Yeah. You've mentioned his January 6th response a couple days ago. No. So can you say, based on all that, I didn't say anything about Mar-a-Lago. I'm just asking you if you consider the president
I'm saying from here, I'm not going to comment on that.
Does the president still want to think that he would be very fortunate to run against Trump in 2024, like he has said before?
Again, I'm not going to comment on...
It's just a quote from the president. In the next election, I'd be very fortunate if I had that same man running against me. Does he still
All I can
that?
Tell you, Peter, is that the president intends to run in 2024.
Is there a concern here that if you guys don't say more, then these Republicans who are accusing this White House of weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI, that's going to become the public sentiment. If you guys don't say once and for all, we are not doing that.
First of all, we're just not going to comment on the Department of Justice investigation.
Is this White House weaponizing the Justice Department?
She won't even say
no. The FBI against political opponents.
The president has been very clear from before he was elected, very clear on this. Hold on. Throughout his time in office.
I heard the quote. We will be playing the quote tonight at 6 o'clock. Is this administration weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents?
Peter, the president believes in the rule of law.
Well, that's bullshit,
The president believes in the independence of the Department
of
Justice.
That's a yes or no.
It's a yes or a no for you. I'm answering the question. You may not like it, but I'm answering the question. I'm answering the question, and I'm telling you that we are not going to comment.
Such a smug bitch.
On a criminal investigation. The president has been very clear. I laid out what his thoughts were back on January 7th in 2021 about how he saw the Department of Justice. And I'm just going to leave it there. We're not going to comment from here, from this White House, on a criminal investigation that is currently happening.
And just one more about the Inflation Reduction Act.
Oh, this is
Who
good.
Who around here decided that Americans were crying out for more interaction with the IRS?
I don't understand your question. You have to say more.
Do you think it's going to be popular when the 87,000 new employees hired by the IRS go around and start auditing people to pay for the Inflation Reduction Act?
So it's very clear. The IRS commissioner was very clear on this. He said that on the record that it will only apply to those earning over $400,000.
Lie.
The commissioner said, and I quote, "These resources are absolutely not about increasing audit scrutiny on small businesses or middle-income Americans, as we have been planning our investment of these enforcement resources is designed around Treasury directive that audit rates will not rise relative to recent years for households making under $400,000. So this is focus on those who are corporate wealthy tax cheats. Republicans, congressional Republicans wanted to defend. That's who they wanted to defend. They wanted to defend those corporate tax cheats. This is not about that. This is not about folks who make less than $400,000.
So lies. New audits on anybody making under $400,000 a year.
Very clear. No.
Lies, 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 lies. Stop it. They think that we are so stupid. They think that you're stupid. They think that I'm stupid, that we are useful idiots, that we will just obey. We will eat the shit that CNN is shoveling into our heads. And 87,000 IRS agents, and they're only going to go after the people in America who make over $400,000 a year. Tell me that with a straight face. Strap up, people, because if you have a small business and you're doing Venmo and PayPal transactions of $600 or more, that $601 threshold, they're going to look at it. And don't tell me they're not going to weaponize the IRS and then they're not going to look at who people are donating to as far as political candidates. Oh, you sent $1,000 to an America First candidate? Let's look a little further into this guy. He might be a tax cheat. He might be somebody we could make just miserable and go broke because they have to hire attorneys and financial people to get them through the audit where they can't donate to Republican America First candidates anymore. I expect them to come after me. And no, you're not screwed if you haven't filed your taxes. You're screwed if you file your taxes and don't pay what you owe. Filing taxes is not illegal. You just get jammed up. You know, then if they come after you and say, hey, you haven't filed, and we know you made this amount of money, and now you owe this, well, then you got to work something out with them. But they're going to come after conservative-owned businesses. The tax cheats. It's crazy. So if you have a conservative-run business and you fly a Betsy Ross or a Gadsden flag, and you are the epitome. Oh, and you speak out at the school board meetings about your kids learning critical race theory and that boys can chop off their balls and you could be called Sally at 10 years old and be put on puberty blockers, chemical castration drugs, then you're a domestic terrorist and you should be silenced and put in jail. And they'll find a reason. The IRS will find a reason. Yeah. All right. Oh, and by the way, Nancy Pelosi, she made her statement on the FBI going to Mar-a-Lago that no person is above the law except her and her husband and her stock trades. And I didn't even know that. Someone in the chat earlier, I think on Facebook, said that she brought her son with her to Taiwan and all that. I didn't even know that. I'm interested in that now. Why? Is he going to get a job like Hunter? And all of a sudden he's going to get a big business deal in like the chip industry or some weird financial industry. And he's going to have to give 10% to Milk Jugs Pelosi over there. All right. I'll change it up a little bit. Listen, the whole Mar-a-Lago thing is just screwed. It really is. We cannot allow mainstream media, left-wing talking heads, just liberals out on the street. We cannot let them demoralize us. We have to take this and make this embolden us to do more to get the right people elected. It sounds cliche, it sounds useless, but it's not. We have to vote. We have to vote. We have to get out and vote. I don't care what you have to do to make it happen, but make it happen and bring people with you. Midterms are coming. I don't know what's going to happen with Donald Trump. My prediction was, before Mar-a-Lago happened yesterday, my prediction was that they were going to indict him for something. I didn't think that they were going to swoop in and execute search warrants on his home. My prediction was that they were going to really screw things up and find a way to indict him, some nefarious, evil, fraudulent way. And they could still do that, because why would they want the cameras turned off at Mar-a-Lago? Why did they want to not let anybody in? Why did they want to throw the attorney out on the street and not let her in? Why did they not want to give a copy of the search warrant? And I mean, who knows? Are they going to plant evidence? They took boxes. Typically, also, I think they have to document every single thing they took off the property, like take an inventory. Yeah. And with that not being enough, you know, it's August, people. Schools are starting soon. And there's a lot of school rhetoric going on again. What are you doing with your kids? I pulled my kid out. Those of you who listen to me a lot, I pulled my kid out last year. She's doing great. Homeschool co-op. Public schools are evil. That's my point. That's my take. That's my opinion. And I haven't changed it as of yet. And now you're seeing private schools, middle and high schools, that are like, so a lot of private schools are all girls schools, all boys schools. Well, there's an all girls school in Tennessee of all places, which I've never been to Tennessee. I know people that live there. I hear it's beautiful. And I hear it's like conservative central. It's a free state. It's great. It's like a conservative's wet dream, almost like Florida. I'm over here in the liberal nightmare of New York. And then I get this picture painted of places like Tennessee and free states. It's wonderful. Well, if it's so wonderful, and maybe it's just an isolated incident, there's a private school in Tennessee, an affluent area in Tennessee, a prestigious educational institution for girls that are now going to, it's a wealthy suburb outside of Nashville. Well, now they are going to accept boys who are transgender and identify as girls. Now, when I first saw this, I just thought they were opening it up to boys until I just read it for what it was. No. And it's here. Yes, New York does suck, and I hate it. It kills me to say that because I like where I live. Like I like my air. I'm on Long Island. I love it. I do. Everything is 5 minutes from me. I love it. I love it. I hate that I spend $13,000 a year in taxes on a 2,000 square foot house. You know, I'm not a wealthy individual. I'm an entrepreneur. I have some businesses, but you know, that's $13,000 for what? And half of it's for the schools, and my kid doesn't even go to school. Where I am in the suburbs, where I am right now, it's under Republican rule. Things aren't as bad, but I'm a stone's throw away from New York City, and that crime flows over here every once in a while. But, you know, I'm looking to get out, looking to be South Carolina. Florida's a second choice. I keep dying every time I see real estate in Texas. Like, look at these houses. Look at these houses. 5,000 square foot house for $350,000. And blah, blah, blah. It's like, really? It's killing me. All right, Tennessee. I'm going to make myself cry. Yeah, New York sucks. Shut up. New York sucks. I know. Damn it. All right. Private girls, middle and high school in Tennessee to admit boys who identify as girls. Now, Tennessee people, it just gets sicker and sicker and sicker. A prestigious, formerly all-girls school in a wealthy suburb outside Nashville, Tennessee, has announced that they will be accepting boys who are transgender and identify as girls. So there will be boys in schoolgirl outfits hanging out with your daughters at school, at an all-girls school that you're paying $32,000 a year to send. A statement obtained by Breitbart News entitled Gender Diversity Philosophy at Harpeth Hall outlined Harpeth Hall's new approach to transgenderism. Oh, there's so much transgenderisming going on. It's just disgusting. The school located in the wealthy Bellmead suburb of Nashville costs over $32,000 annually for middle school and over $33,000 annually for high school. Well, give them all your money so they can... Oh, God. Our school uplifts the female voice. Oh, that's nice. The statement claimed, going on to explain that they would accept males as students. As the world evolves, so do our students. The concept of gender has expanded and deepened over time, the statement reads. It explained that administration, faculty, and the diversity, equity, and inclusion committee. Oh, I want to be on that committee. I want to be on the DEI committee and talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion. They have a committee. They made the decision to open up the previously all-girl school to boys. Okay. All-girl school to boys. So we're saying that there are boys, as girls and boys, that they're boys. They're boys. They're biological boys. Harpeth Hall is a girls' school. The school culture is unique and distinctly about girls, complete with the use of references to students as girls and young women and the collective use of female pronouns. It went on to say any student who identifies as a girl may apply to our school. Students who join and remain at Harpeth Hall do so because our mission as a school for girls resonates with them. Head of school Jess Hill was prominently featured in an article titled Why an All-Girls School is a Good Thing. The statement also said the middle and high school recognizes that adolescence includes natural searching and questioning about many topics. For some students, this may include the question of gender identity and the desire to identify as non-binary or use they/them pronouns. There's a whole thing on it. Yeah. So Breitbart News asked them if this decision means biological men will be allowed in women's restrooms and locker rooms, and if so, if any steps had been taken to ensure the safety of their students. Breitbart News also asked whether or not parents and current students were consulted before this decision was made. Harpeth Hall has taken other steps to embed the left's diversity, equity, and inclusion agenda into school practices and culture. The formerly all-girls school is home to various affinity groups, including one for parents of students of color, a BIPOC faculty group, and a faculty group for LGBTQ+. Harpeth Hall also has a Gender Sexuality Alliance Club for students. Harpeth Hall is affiliated with the National Association of Independent Schools. Oh, that should tell you a lot. The NAIS, which a lot of school districts are pulling out of because they're a leftist sick joke. And they were the ones who were behind the letter of writing the letter to the DOJ about parents questioning what their kids were being taught and raising their voices at school board meetings. So they were labeled as domestic terrorists. And they pushed critical race theory and leftist gender theory on kindergartners. Pre-K also, by the way. But yeah, that question doesn't seem like it was answered in this article about, will these now boys, adolescent boys, middle school and high school, so are they all going to be on hormone blockers and puberty blockers and all this shit? Or are they going to take hormones? Because we know how middle schools and high schoolers are. Their hormones are crazy. You know, who's over under the bleachers with little Miss Mary Rottencrotch and all that nonsense? Hey, I'm a 90s kid. So shit happens in school. This is an all-girls school. I'm paying $33,000 a year to send my daughter to an all-girls school. And now there are boys dressing up as girls going to my daughter's school, and they're going to use the bathroom with them. They're going to use locker rooms. Why would they, at this point, why would they separate them? Why would they do that? Then it's just a unisex school. I'd imagine court cases are going to come out of this. This is unbelievable. Private schools, I don't know how Tennessee, this is like in Tennessee. Now I could see if you told me every private school in New York was going to be like this, I'd understand. Like every all-girls school in New York, you can dress up as a girl and go there. If you say you're a girl, I could see that happening. Put them in the same locker room, put them in the same bathroom. I can see that. Tennessee? Whatever, it's sick, it's sick. Listen, I want to take a moment. Big sponsor of the show, MyPillow.com. Go over to MyPillow.com. Get yourself a pillow. They got new slippers. They have new slippers out there called the all-season slipper. 66% off most everything. My code is GREAT1776. Use the promo code GREAT1776 at MyPillow.com. You could save 66%. Up to 66% on so many different products. They have everything. And Mike Lindell's great. And he's great enough where he sponsors small shows like mine. Okay. And I'm appreciative of that. And a lot of people, he does that for a lot of people. And he's out there spending his own money, fighting election integrity. So I was happy that I got him as a sponsor. Again, you can support my show and Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Use promo code GREAT1776. Hundreds of amazing products. So go over there and get something. He also now has My Coffee, which is on my store. There's so many my's, my this, my that. It's great. I love it. I had the coffee. It's great. And I'm a coffee snob. You can go over to mystore.com, use promo code GREAT1776 and get My Coffee. It's either ground or whole bean. It's great stuff. It really is. And you can save 25% off the My Coffee. So, all right, with that, I'm going to wrap up in a minute. I'm going to wrap up with a video that Donald Trump put out post Mar-a-Lago raid, which I thought was great timing. And it's a great video. It gave me chills. I really enjoyed it. Listen again. We can't let this demoralize us. We have to let this galvanize us. And the right, the MAGA base, the America First base, the Trump base. I'm not saying you have to love Trump. Even take Trump out of it. The America First base, because that's important. America First. It is. It's important. And if it's not important to you, then wake up. get out there and do something. Get out there and get involved. And I don't just mean waving a flag in a parking lot. Anybody can do that. Find a candidate, support them, get on a committee, run for office, local, federal, whatever it is. Do it or get behind someone that's doing it, and do not give your money to the party. Do not give your money to the Republican Party. Do not give your money to the RNC, the NRCC, the GOP, nothing. You give your money to the individual candidate you are supporting, and it doesn't have to be in your state. It's important to do that so we know where the money's going and it doesn't turn into dark money and fund rhino campaigns, because we have to weed out the rhinos. There are a lot of good people that won their primaries. Joe Kent in Washington was just announced. He won. I supported his campaign. Great guy. We need him in Congress. J.R. Majewski in Ohio. We need him in Congress. I mean, there are so many people out there. Other primaries are coming. We have, it's past time, people. Strap your boots on and get ready and get out there and start canvassing, making phone calls, hanging signs, voting, recruiting people to vote, work the polls, not the stripper polls, please. But if you do, picks or it didn't happen. Become a precinct captain. I think you get paid for it in most places, not much. And get people out to vote. Get people out to vote. Midterms are right around the corner. Right around the corner. We're less than 90 days from the midterms. It's going to be here like that. Summer's over, people. Summer's over. Get your kids out of public schools. Figure it out. You don't have to sit home and teach your kid. You don't have to be a teacher. Homeschool co-ops. Figure it out. If you love your kid, you'll do it. Because they want your kids, especially in Tennessee. They don't want kids to call themselves boys and girls anymore. They want kids on drugs. It's sick. It's sick. All right. I'm going to get this fantastic video up that I want you to watch. And we're going to end with this. Take a listen. Take a watch. It's important. It's an important video.
We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in over 40 years. Where the stock market just finished the worst first half of a year in more than five decades. We are a nation that has the highest energy cost in its history, and we are no longer energy independent or energy dominant, which we were just two short years ago. We are a nation that is begging Venezuela and Saudi Arabia for oil. We are a nation that surrendered in Afghanistan, leaving behind dead soldiers, American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the finest military equipment in the world. We are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people, and it will only get worse. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never before. We've never seen anything like this. We are a nation that no longer has a free and fair press. Fake news is about all you get. We are a nation where free speech is no longer allowed, where crime is rampant like never before, where the economy has been collapsing, where more people died of COVID in 2021 than in 2020. We are a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon, and China to use the trillions and trillions of dollars it's taken from the United States to build a military to rival our own. We are a nation that over the past 2 years is no longer respected or listened to all around the world. And we are a nation that is hostile to liberty and freedom and faith. We are a nation whose economy is floundering, whose stores are not stocked, whose deliveries are not coming, and whose educational system is ranked at the bottom of every list. We are a nation that in many ways has become a joke. But soon we will have greatness again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield ever, ever, ever. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never, ever back down. We will never let you down. As long as we are confident and united, the tyrants we are fighting do not stand even a little chance. Because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and God alone. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again.
Well, there you have it. It's we are a nation in decline. Heavy decline. And you know, it's up to us. It's not going to be Donald Trump that saves the country. Take the man out of it for a minute and just listen to the message. Could be anyone saying that. My point being, it's not one person that's going to save the country. It's us. We, the people. But, you know, there are people like Donald Trump that are very good at rallying and uniting the people. And yes, we need that too. But you just have to understand it's not going to be one person. It's going to be all of us. It's going to be at least half the country, people. At least half the country, if not more. I believe more. And I believe that there are people that have voted left. Not that I believe, I know, because I've talked to so many that said that they won't vote Democrat anymore. And these are people that hate and despise Donald Trump. And they won't vote Democrat anymore. I've spoken to many. So, with that, get involved, people. Follow me over on Truth Social, the Great Divide podcast. I'm verified over there. Follow me. Do it. Facebook, obviously, you know, the Great Divide 1776. I'm on Instagram, the Great Divide podcast. The website, thegreatdivide1776.com. I'm over on Twitter also, TGD Allen, I believe. I don't even know. I don't even use Twitter. I don't even care about Twitter. Twitter sucks. Follow me. Share this video. Please share it. I'm live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Every Monday and Wednesday, I'm live 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Monday, I'm with my guy, James Curry from We the People Radio. Wednesday, War Room Wednesday, which is here tonight, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Freedom Friday, again, with my guy, James Curry, 9 p.m. Eastern. On the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku. So if you have Roku, look up the Patriot Podcast Network. We got about 25 different podcasts on there now. Download it. It's free. And you can watch a bunch of great shows. Similar to mine, some not similar. We have conspiracy theories. We have truthers. We have political shows, all types of shows. Obviously, Facebook, Rumble, Cloud Hub. Tonight, Wednesday night, is going to be on YouTube. It looks like we made it on YouTube. So that's a good start. I was banned on YouTube for a while. So, you know, we'll see if that happens. But Facebook, Rumble, Cloud Hub, Patriot Podcast Network, Monday, Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. I may throw some stuff here and there in between. I really want to thank everybody The social media has been blowing up, especially Instagram and Facebook. I want to thank all those who are following. I'm gaining hundreds of followers a day, and it's great. I can't thank you all enough. All of you that take the time to watch and share the video. Please, if you're watching, just hit the share button so other like-minded patriots can see what's going on. We can't trust the mainstream media anymore. I am not a news anchor. I am not a news actor. I am a regular Joe Blow American that likes to see what's going on and talk about it and get other people to start using their minds, to start thinking rationally, to start thinking outside the box and question everything. Support decentralized media. The legacy media, the objective media is dead, and people are seeking information from smaller independent podcasts like myself, the Great Divide Podcast. So with that, everybody, I will see you. Actually, I won't see you this Friday, but I'll see you again Monday at 6:30 Eastern on Patriot Podcast Network, Facebook, and all the other platforms. So take care of yourselves. God bless America. Stay strong, stay free, and watch your backs. Take care.